adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. No guest tonight. The guest tonight is who, Drew?
The love that exists between us.
Between
Greg Brady and you.
That's right. Let me ask you a hypothetical, Drew.
Yeah.
We'll try to work some of these out tonight. Yeah. I was talking about at the office. Right. What guy would you rather drive cross country with? The guy who sports the leather fanny pack, or the guy who pulls his ponytail through the gap in the back of his baseball
the
cap?
The ponytail guy. Well, same guy.
It is the same guy.
What are you talking about?
They're marginally
the
different.
The ponytail guy could be, yeah,
the fanny
soluble.
Pack guy could have some weed on him.
That's a plus.
Right. The ponytail guy's going to talk a lot about...
Ponytail guy could be into sports and cars.
He could be, but if he is, you're just going to get an earful...
Of his stuff. I understand, but at least it's...
Fanny pack guy may get stoned and pass out at some point.
Oh, good point. Ooh, and I could treat him, get him sobriety.
But keep in mind, fanny pack guy's also going to be nylon dolphin short guy with the nutsack hanging out.
No.
You're going ponytail guy? I go fanny pack guy.
Yeah.
That's me.
Well, that's why we're opposites.
All right. Would you rather... Okay, here's another. This is a hypothetical. But yeah. this is just sort of... don't answer this. Right, just yeah. Let it... just absorb it. Drive cross country with a guy who cannot stop playing God, or a guy who frequently takes the law into his own hands. Just let it steep. Okay, you got an answer?
Can you describe to me the guy who keeps playing God a little bit? I don't know.
I got a clear picture
of the guy who takes the law in his own hands, and I don't like him.
Okay,
the guy who plays God could be a couple different guys.
Yeah, could be.
I'll go with the guy. I got some choices.
All right. Well, as a doctor, you've been known to play God.
Yeah, and so my peers have, and they're okay.
All right. Marissa.
Hi.
You're 18. What's happening?
Well, okay. I think I'm pretty messed up when it comes to sex, right? Because I swear to God, I cannot come unless my legs are straight and they're, like, flexed and it's retarded and it's really embarrassing when I'm like, I need to pee, you know?
Wow. Yeah. So all I hear is abuse.
I hear three-year-old. Yeah, three-year-old.
Oh, my
were you
God,
sex?
No.
Were you sexually abused?
Never.
Never.
How tall
Never.
Are you?
I'm 5'5".
Well, I still hear it.
That's rangy for someone with your impish little voice.
I know I sound like I'm three. The guy who answered the phone is making fun of me.
Yeah, that's Brian.
Nothing happened when you were three? Nobody
Never,
died?
Never, ever.
You're 25 like, and you sound like you're three. Oh, you're 18 and you sound like you're three. Brian's 23 and he's bald, though. So you can always, if he makes fun of you, you just shoot back with that.
All right. Baldy. So you have the Corolla syndrome.
What?
Right, the leg lock and leg thing.
You know what? I'm past that. I'm versatile now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, so get her through it.
Ever since we started flying a lot, I realized I'm going to have to learn to beat off standing up.
Get her through it.
Because some of those flights are up to 6 hours.
I understand that. Get her through it.
All right. You see, you can only come when she flexes.
Am I also okay? This is, I think, even more messed up. If I really want to enjoy myself, I have to make my boyfriend rape me. It's so sick.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, what do you mean you're talking about? I was talking about
Marissa, what happened? Come on.
Something happened.
No, I swear to you, on my life, nothing has ever happened to me. I'm just, sick in my head. I don't know what is the matter with me.
Something happened. You don't remember it.
It happens once in a while. Somebody's a little perverted.
Well, what else are you sick in the head about? What happened? Are you able to have relationships?
Yeah. No, I've been with my boyfriend for, over two years.
What's your relationship with your family like?
My mom and my real dad divorced when I was really little, and then
hang on. Your real dad divorced when you were how old?
I think I was actually one and a half when their divorce was final.
And why did he leave?
Well, my mom and dad were, like, I think 19 when they got married, and it just, like, wasn't working out. I seriously don't remember anything because I was really little, you know?
Does your mom...
That's true, but listen, you always ask this why, and no, the answer... First off, yeah, she's one and a half. What do you think? She had a steno pad?
Yeah, but if she says, Mom had enough when she found Dad's face, and, you know, I was 2 year old, and he found Dad, you know, that's when she left, grabbed me and left.
Oh, my God, no, my dad has so many other kids and stuff, and they're fine, like... He'd never do anything like that.
Give me a hug.
He's got so many other kids.
Your biological father?
Yeah, my biological dad.
So you still have a relationship with him?
Well, he lives in another state now, but he has, like, other kids, and he's fine. I don't go visit him and stuff just because, like, I'm in California, and it's too much of a hassle.
And it wasn't as though she said he left because he was beating the crap out of me or he was drinking.
No, she actually left because he spends money, like, so much, and my mom is Korean, so she's the most materialistic person in the world.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Well, that's, And wait a minute. Koreans aren't materialistic.
No, oh, my God.
They're angry, though. They're mean
so
people.
They're angry. They're violent.
Yeah. Well, listen, I like them because during the riots, they're up on the roof with the gun shooting at all the looters.
I bought convenience store.
Wait, she just said...
their property.
Your mom is violent?
No, she's just an angry woman, but
Did she ever hit you?
No, she's just...
She's like, angry.
She's Asian, dude.
Listen,
Asian,
you can't judge. It's a culture.
Come on. You want to get in trouble again here?
Who cares? Listen, Marissa.
Yeah.
The idea that you're having an orgasm at 18 means you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, you're ahead of the game. That's right.
Yay.
All right?
Most 18 women can't do that.
All right. And if you want to break yourself of this, then masturbate in different positions and get your body used.
It doesn't work. I'll be doing it for like an hour, and I'll just feel like I'm so tired of this.
All right. Well, again, 18, cry me a river, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
You're 18. You're having orgasms.
That's
got your boyfriend of 2 years. You're doing fine.
That's right.
By the way, it's got to kill these little girls to have the daddies who go start other families across the country. And, he's around. Well, now he's got his new wife and his other kids to look out now. Better the guy just buy it in a motorcycle accident or be in the joint or something. I mean, in a weird, subtle way.
Yeah, you can idealize him.
Isn't the greatest form of abuse just the, he's got a new family now, and he's out in Florida. And he did send me a card 2 years ago.
Right.
But that's like, he's alive, he's doing fine. There is some other children he's showering some love and attention to.
Doesn't know me. That's horrible.
I'm just on the island of misfit toys. Yeah. That's great. God bless you. I don't understand how these guys sleep at night.
I know.
It's just denial.
It's narcissism. They're not there. It's not them. So that's it. They're fine.
All right.
Yeah, they seem fine. Look at her. She's great.
Still
beautiful
great.
Girl.
Oh, yeah.
She has a boyfriend.
Yeah. What's her name? Mandy? No. Marissa. Marissa. She's between 18 and 24. She's living up somewhere in the Southern California area.
She's doing great.
I think she's doing okay. Kyle?
Yeah.
You're 22?
I sure am.
What's up?
Oh, I got a Prince Albert about 3.5 months ago, and it was all great and everything. It held up real quick, and then, like, now, like, my sex drive has gone down way, way, way down. Like, it's, like, no big deal. I'll masturbate every once in a while, but, you know, if I get sex, it's cool. If I don't, it's cool. Whereas before,
Why are we surprised and taking these hair-thin needles and putting them behind our ear, and back pain goes away, or we feel elated.
Right.
And you take a spear and jam it through your schwanz, it would change your sexual drive. What? Are we surprised?
No, you're talking about...
acupuncture.
Right. Drew, let me ask you a hypothetical.
Yeah.
The guy driving cross-country. Yeah. Cross-country with a guy...
Ampling or Prince Albert?
Ampling, Prince Albert. No, two nipple piercings and a Prince Albert. Or a guy... who, when he's talking to women, refers to them as dude. Like when a girl's talking.
I'll take him.
Seriously.
I know who he is. I'll take him.
Over the piercing guy? Over the piercing guy?
Absolutely.
I don't know. You may be 0-2, Drew.
Well, it makes sense I'd be picking the opposite of you,
but
right?
You realize the guy's going to call you dude 33,000 times between here and New York.
I'll just hear aloha.
All right. Where are we talking to, Kyler? What's his prom?
No sex drive after Prince Albert.
Oh, okay.
Everything's healed up.
Yeah, everything's totally fine. The only other relation to it that I can think of is I've been sober for 5.5 months now, before I was a raging alcoholic.
So alcohol. Any medication you're taking?
Nope.
Okay.
Don't do drugs. Never done drugs in my
life.
Yeah,
there can definitely be a lot of fluctuation in your sex drive in the first year of sobriety, and it may be some of that. I would tend to think, I've definitely heard of people complaining about changes in their sex drive after a big piercing. So, yeah. And it wouldn't surprise me, again, somebody coming at you with a giant spear.
Well, what if we just said that you got, you know, a guy called up and he said, yeah, I work in a plant, and a couple weeks back I got my dick caught in the mechanism of a forklift, and it didn't tear it off, but it was bleeding, and I had to pack it with ice. And by the way, I'm having some erectile difficulty.
I'm not interested in sex right now.
Yeah, like, yeah. You'd be like, well, Jesus, buddy, you just got your dick caught in a forklift.
Of course, same thing here.
I've said this once, I'll say it again. I spend the better part of each day keeping sharp things away from my penis.
In fact, sort of cringing with your penis.
I sleep...
Your penis cringes when
I sleep with
sharp things, right?
With my junk and Tupperware.
Of course.
I use one of those crispers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tupperware, the round one, and I strap it around, use a bungee cord, and that's how I sleep.
I keep the junk in there. And...
Yeah. Huh. I burp it in the morning. Oh, boy, what comes out? Not great. But...
towel comes first, though.
I do. I zip. I don't wear underpants a lot. And so when I zip my fly up, I do it very gingerly.
Yeah, yeah.
But all I do is think about what could hit my penis. And the idea that...
What have you decided could?
Any cars, meteors?
Meteors.
Well, you don't know.
Asteroids, yeah.
Debris,
yeah.
Blue ice, pieces of space shuttle. It's infinite. That's why I sleep on my stomach, by the way.
With that big Tupperware thing sticking up?
It's difficult, but I do. Yeah. Yeah. The point is to voluntarily have that hook, and Drew and I have seen this thing. It's a decent-sized gauged hook. It's not as thin as piano wire.
The spear.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be like a 14-gauger,
easily. Plus, I think, you know how when you put your finger in your mouth but you don't touch anything, you can feel your finger in your mouth, mm-hmm. and you start to gag?
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this before. I have the same thing with my urethra.
Mm-hmm.
If you try to feed something down my urethra, even if it doesn't hit the side, I'll throw up on you. Or my penis will vomit, and that's even worse.
Which, that's just a euphemism, come on.
The point is, I couldn't, and there's no anesthetic.
Yeah,
which for me, if there was ever a time, you know, like, I don't like get my teeth clean without a little nitrous shot. You know, I mean, if you got a filling, even if it was a smallish filling, mm-hmm. you'd say, oh, no, give me the shot.
Yep.
Definitely. I don't want to deal with this. The idea that anesthetic, it would just be pierced.
That's part of the thing. That's part of the rush they get.
I know it's commonplace and it's accepted, but if you pull it out of all that, and this is why you got to get high on mushrooms, because when you get high on mushrooms, whoosh, it's all pulled away now. There's none of, everyone's doing it. There's just these guys are getting these thick gauge hooks put through their penis with no anesthetic. And here's the topper. They're not doing it on a bet. They're paying for the privilege of having the stone guys covered with tats who just got out of the joint put the hook through the joint. Nice. All right. Call me old-fashioned. If I hear somebody's done that, I think there's something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Kelly?
Hello?
I still drive cross-country with that guy rather than the guy who calls women dude. Especially when they're interrupting and making a point. So anyway, dude! That's the guy.
Like, yeah.
Kelly?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
You having sex with a 16-year-old guy?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah?
I guess not.
What grade are you in?
Eighth
grade. And what grade is he in?
He's 11. In 10th.
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 Yeah.
8th and 10th.
Yeah.
All right.
That's too much.
So, yeah.
8th and 9th is too much.
8th and
9th. That's a big gap.
8th and 9th?
It's a big year. It is.
True.
Developmentally. Really, yeah. 16 is sort of the threshold. That's where you're sort of the cement's right. Starting to dry a little bit.
Okay, so what's the question?
Okay, well, like, it's not really like a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship or nothing.
Why not?
Well, it's just kind of like a sexual relation right now.
No. Not right now. It's that way, I guess, for good, right?
Well, he doesn't...
Well, that's...
He doesn't want a girlfriend.
Well, I don't know if he wants to go out with me or not, but I was going to ask if you would think it was a good idea to go out with him.
This is why 14-year-olds should not be sleeping with 16-year-olds. You see that thinking?
Yes.
That's not the same brain as the 16-year-old's brain. He is just having sex, and that's where it stops.
Yeah.
Well, he's, like, said that he likes me and stuff like that, and we've known each other for a long time, but...
Why isn't he your boyfriend? And why wouldn't you insist that somebody you're having sex with would be your boyfriend?
Well, I was going out with his cousin.
Oh.
That explains it.
Yeah.
See, I knew him first, but then I started going out with his cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I cheated on his cousin with another guy.
Right.
Mm-mm. And then we kind of broke up for a while.
No. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Dad's gone. Dad's absent.
I'm looking down the road, and it's a very rocky one for you. I'm not seeing a good future. I have a crystal ball here. It's not a great... You're going to get into trouble. You're going to get pregnant. Somebody's going to beat on you. You're going to drop out of high school. God forbid you end up in junior college. It's going to be a disaster. What are you using for protection now?
Well, I'm on the pill, and also we use condoms.
That's good.
Well,
that's
really?
Good. All right.
Yeah.
What, on the pill?
It's a strange combination of responsible and irresponsible.
Yeah. All right, so Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
If the guy says, you tell the guy, look, we're not just having casual sex. If he wants to commit to a relationship, that's something you can talk about. And all the talk in the world doesn't mean anything. Yeah. He's got to commit to a relationship.
Yeah. Which he will not do. And that's why Kelly doesn't bring it up.
All right. And if he won't, that's fine. You're 14. You're in the eighth grade.
Get rid of the guy.
Let me tell you guys about being an adult. It's not great. You got to pay for car insurance and go to the dentist. And you start growing hair in your ears.
Colonoscopies.
You get colonoscopies. Don't worry about it. You're in the eighth grade. You join the junior varsity drill team or something and start acting like an eighth grader. What's the big rush?
Well, the dad issue.
All right, where's your dad?
He lives with my stepmom, and he doesn't live too far away, but...
Does he have another family?
No.
Okay.
All right. Does he pay attention to you?
Yeah, but he's kind of, like, given up on me, I guess, because I just moved in with my mom and stuff like that.
Right. You getting into trouble?
No, I used to be in a lot of trouble, but I'm trying
to
stay
out now.
Why
do you do that?
Oh, well, I got mixed up with a lot of people that I shouldn't have.
All right, well, stop it. And listen, if the guy wants to be your boyfriend, fine. If not, you're done with him.
He's okay. Another guy you're mixed up with that you shouldn't be with.
Right. Find Jesus Christ. You're calling from Texas?
Yeah.
He's there.
He's there, or he's been there recently, or I could pull up his tour dates. I think he's going to be in Abilene coming up soon. You around the Panhandle?
No, I'm in Fort Worth.
Smoking cigarettes?
Yeah.
She's smoking right now. Into the phone, 14.
Kelly.
Huh?
Now what's going on there, baby doll? Come on now. You're 14. You're in the goddamn eighth grade. Just stop it, would you?
What's your mom like?
She's cool.
She smoked pot with you and that kind of thing?
She works at the Waffle House.
Waffle House. I didn't know humans worked there.
I thought it was all automated, too.
I thought it was some sort of surreal, you know, parallel universe.
Here's what I really thought about, like, the Waffle House. I just thought those places were put up as jokes for the rest of the country and that we all sort of paid for them through, like, comedians. And so you know, you got to have your Waffle Houses so you can have punchlines for your jokes.
Every comedy club, a certain percentage of the take every night goes out to sustain
the Waffle Houses. Yeah. All right, Kelly. I don't know. Quit smoking. You're not supposed to be smoking and taking the birth control, are you?
You're not supposed to.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
at 14.
A good age. 14, not a big deal. So much so as if she were in her 20s, late 20s, 30s.
All right.
I like the way it's like. Yeah, whatever. What?
Kara?
Yeah?
You're 24?
Yeah.
What's up?
I had a question for Dr. Drew about diet pills. I don't know if you know much about them. I wanted to know if, like, any are good. You always hear bad things about them, but...
You're fat.
Drew, please.
Why do you want to take diet pills? They're all amphetamines.
They're just speed.
Actually, because That's the only thing that works quick.
Yeah. So you have an eating disorder?
I guess so.
What about this ephedra they're going to ban?
Thank God.
Well, there's really? Some without that. So are there any that are okay?
No, no. We'll get into a second. But I love the way people approach ephedra, which people have died as a result of taking ephedra and it being, you know, exerting themselves physically. First of all, then they blame the people for exerting themselves on the ephedra. They want to compare ephedra to, how about caffeine?
Right.
Never heard anybody in the history of humanity. Multiple people, dozens have died from this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We've had
caffeine.
We've had three deaths.
What about the original Juan Valdez?
We have still around.
Is he? I said the original.
Hey, so that's what I'm saying. Caffeine.
Looks like Juan Valdez are like lassies. There's like 30 of these Mexican guys. They just, as long as you fit the suit, you get to be the new Juan Valdez. Right. The first guy did OD on caffeine.
Resulin, which was a medication to treat diabetes, was an excellent medicine. It saved thousands of lives. There were three deaths. Taken off the market immediately.
Right.
And being vilified. And yet it was something that saved people. Ephedra has no health benefit. Listen, there is a medicine called Topamax that is off-label use for dietary suppression. I think they're going to try someday to get it as an appetite suppressant, but it does work. But you'd have to be prescribed by doctors used to using that medication. Beyond that, it's exercise every day, see a dietitian, get a regular healthy diet going.
All right. So listen, Kara, you're 24.
No rapid weight loss.
No free lunches.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it like any other thing where you shouldn't mix them? Like if you mix two different kinds, is
two,
that
two
like
kinds cool? of diet pills?
Yeah.
You talking about over the counter diet pills?
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with you just doing a little exercise and watching the carbs?
Every time I do that, I don't know, because I've done this for so long, I guess, that then when I do that, it's
all right.
You're ephedra addicted. The ephedra creates an addictive disorder.
Well, let me ask you this about diet pills. Do they suppress appetite, or do they burn calories?
They suppress appetite.
They don't burn anything.
No.
Burn as much as a cup of coffee does, right? So, I mean, you're not taking this pill and melting away the pounds.
No,
you're taking this pill, you're getting sped up, and you're losing your appetite.
Yeah.
So if you just sort of take the melt-away pounds equation or aspect of it out of the equation, then you're just left with willpower, which
exactly.
is basically don't take the pill and don't eat.
Or exercise a little more.
Right.
And or balance your diet properly. And ephedra is an addictive compound. You have to take a lot of it to get addicted to it, but it is a precursor for amphetamine.
Drew, what about this? I was thinking about this today because, you know, I like the food and you like the food too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what, I don't know, what controls the food part? Is it your taste buds? Are they connected to your brain?
Right, let's come back and talk about this, because this is a very interesting. I was talking to somebody a bit over at eDiets about this today. It's very interesting.
Ugh.
No one is addressing it. The path you're going down right now, no one is talking about it.
Because I'll tell you my plan.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to break. Small chip implanted in the upper palate there. Right? Now, everything that and you dial, now that's hardwired into a part in your brain, and then you just dial it in for pizza or hoagie or grinder. That's it. And I subsist off a kelp-based mulch. And I just, like, Soylent
Liquid
Green.
Liquid bass and kelp.
Yeah, just liquid bass and kelp. And meanwhile, I'm just shoving kelp down my throat, and it's going off as hot fudge sundae.
Mmm.
Hell, maybe cocaine. Yeah. You know, we're forgetting about food. We're getting into drugs now.
Sure.
Pot brownies, mushrooms.
Right.
You know, it's just, but the flavor... Let's get into this, because, and I know texture plays a part in it, too.
And eating and biting and chewing does, too. People, that's a gratifying thing, right? You were talking about meat and men.
Yeah, I know, because you get once in a while, these people get in a car accident, they get their jaw wired shut, and you see them putting a cheeseburger in the blender, and it's like, ugh,
no.
Gross. That is gross.
Ooh.
But think about it. After a month of just eating swirlies, you'd put a steak in the blender too, right?
After you chomp on it a couple times, that's all you got anyway.
All right.
All right,
let's take a break. But then, Drew, you were talking to somebody at the...
Yeah, just having a conversation about why we have these tremendous diets out there, and there's tons of good things for people to choose amongst. Getting fatter.
Okay.
Why is that?
All right. We'll be right back after this. There, buddy. Love line of Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. Let me ask you a hypothetical, Drew.
All right.
I haven't done this one. In
one nipple piercing and one sampling?
Done with that one.
Okay.
This is a true hypothetical. This is my favorite hypothetical. I came up with this about 10 years ago. And I think we've mentioned on the air, but man, it has been at least 5-7 years since I've mentioned this one on the air.
Really?
Everyone just think about this. Girls answer different than guys, but I can talk the girls into it, too. All right, everybody...
You're spooking me now.
...needs to picture the most heinous person they either go to school with or work with.
Right.
That big fat chick at the office, scary, creepy guy with the hair on his back and the comb over and the nugget gold watch who's always talking you up by the water machine. You know, that guy. The guy... You sit behind in chemistry class.
Who's got
the ass crack with the lint in it, and the love handle slopping over the Wrangler jeans. Just the worst skin. That everybody works with somebody. Everyone works with one person they'd love to F and about 28 people they'd kill themselves if they ever got near sexually. Okay, I want you to think of the worst of the worst.
Okay.
All right, school or work, wherever you happen to be. All right, now. Here's the hypothetical.
Mm.
Either, and there's a little magic involved with this, either you have to have a night of actual love with this person. And I don't mean a night. I don't mean 4 hours. But I mean you have to engage in intercourse with this person.
You have to satisfy that person.
You have to satisfy that person. Could be orally. It has to be intercourse. You have to physically engage with them. Now, I'm not talking about 69ing. For 14 straight hours. I'm just talking about a sexual encounter with that person. And then when you're done, nobody knows. Not even the person.
Right.
Is magically
versus
erased from the brain. Versus you not having the sexual encounter and everybody at your school and or work thinking you did, and there's nothing you can do to satisfy them.
I know this is sort of your thing. I will take the latter, thank you.
You say that, and everybody says that, and women especially. See, guys go, look, I'll just crack a few beers, I'll shut the light, I'll get it over with in 15 minutes, I'll move on
with
my life. Right, that's what most guys are. And true, God knows, you've done your own versions of that to God knows how many candy stripers over the years.
So strangely, my thing would be, though, I'd be worried that this person... Here's the piece that you could add in that would make me go that direction you say we should go, which is whoever the person was you slept with is now into you
and
expecting things from you.
But listen, Jackoff, it is stricken from the
memory. I mean on the other... When you actually didn't do it.
They don't exist. I mean... What are you saying?
I'm saying in the version where you actually don't do it and everyone thinks you did.
Right.
If you add in the person who you actually didn't do it with but thinks you did, is now into you and pursuing you and hurt that you're not following through. Now
you'll bang them.
Now I'm the other way.
Yeah, all right.
Completely.
All right. Forget about that component of it. Just the constant ridicule. I know you do that. You do that. You give me that. Oh, you're holier than thou. Head down. Now listen. I'm bigger than that. I'm more than that. I'm too evolved for that.
And
this is what all women say, by the way, because for women, having the sexual encounter with the guys is a little more substantial than a guy sort of doing what we've all done at one time or another. God knows Drew's been there. God knows. But here's because he's a man of supreme passion. But here's the thing. When you start explaining, because I've done this with like producer Ann, they start walking in every meeting. Every time a coworker looks at you, there's elbowing, there's giggles at the company picnic, at the Christmas party. It never goes away. And as brutal as kids can be in a school environment, is as brutal, maybe more so, as it coworkers can be
environment. You have this thing about being singled out in a crowd. You hate that.
Drew, you would be brutalized. You just would. Everyone would be laughing. You got to picture somebody who is just a holy mess.
Yeah,
you get it over with. Because this could go on for months, years,
ooh,
pop up anytime. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think I have the sex. And I think most people, if I worked on them hard enough and were honest enough, would do it too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But it is one of the true great dilemmas and hypotheticals of our time.
I know Aristotle worked on it for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Yes, I'm here.
You want to pierce both your nipples?
Yeah. I heard you guys talking earlier about having the penis pierced and that causing a major loss in sex drive. And I was I'm just a little concerned on whether or not that's for piercings in general, or if that was just with, like, penis piercings.
We think it's generally hardware, metal placed through the actual penis.
Yeah, it does.
That's,
it doesn't seem to affect that many guys, but why monkey with that? I mean, what you got between your legs is somewhere between, it's like a cross between a gyroscope and a Steinway. You know what I mean? You want to just throw a little sand on it and kick it? You want to F with that?
I'm pretty much on your side with putting the Tupperware and the bungee cord and
you protect that junk of yours. And now you want your nipples pierced.
Yes.
I don't like that either.
I'm going with that. It's a lot easier to let that close up after time than going and getting another 10-hour tattoo.
Get your nipples pierced, but for Christ's sake.
Why do any of that stuff?
Just keep the goddamn shirt on, would you?
Yeah, we don't like seeing that.
It's always weird when you're drawn to a man's nipples, and you can't help it because you're walking around and you're like a bass. You see something shiny, and what is that?
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're staring at a guy's nipples and you're like, I wonder that dude, and I think he's got, and I wonder how long, and then you're like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm staring at this guy's nipples.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, buddy, how about a little sack just to complete the trilogy? I got the two nipples. How about you show me your right ball so I can go home and vomit? And by the way, is it really? I wouldn't mind seeing it. If you ask me, look, you want to see a guy's nutsack or you want to see his two pierced nipples?
Nuts.
Give me the nuts. That's just one.
I'm sort of into non-sort of violated body surfaces. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm so tired of seeing what everyone's done to themselves this week.
I agree with you.
I do. I find it
intrusive.
Intrusive, yes, because now I'm walking away thinking about your goddamn nipples.
And that's what they want.
And that's now, yes. You pissed off society, and you've added 5 minutes to my next Jack session, or possibly shortened it. I hate to admit it, but all right. Go get whatever you want done to you, but just keep your stupid shirt on, would you?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Justin, who's 18. Justin?
Yeah, I got a Germany or Florida.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, a child swimming in a river drowned because the onlookers refused to help until the father raised the rescue price. Germany or Florida?
Rescue price?
Yeah, the bribe.
That just sounds... That sounds folklorish. That sounds wives' tale-ish. That's not true.
Germany. Oh, it's true, man.
No, there's some little...
I read it in voice.
Listen, there's some little kid who's drowning out in a lake. There's a bunch of onlookers that are standing around. The kid's drowning. The father is what? Confined to an anchor?
Why can't he go? I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. See, here's the thing about all these stupid wives' tale things. If they don't make sense, they don't make sense. There's 10 people standing around with their arms crossed, kids drowning, father can't swim. How much for the reward? First off, how's the reward even come up?
Right.
Secondly, 500 Deutschmarks. Ah, that is not enough. Wait a minute, I said Deutschmark. That could be Germany.
It's showing your hand.
Okay. This is a BS story.
Yeah.
This doesn't exist. I'm going to yell at Justin. Justin.
Yeah.
This is BS.
Nah, man. I read it in Art Voice, News of the Weird.
Yeah, News of the Weird, written by one stone guy in his mom's basement with the nipple piercings. All right. I'll say Germany.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
BS. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Standing around. Why would the guy just go, $100 million, go get him?
Right.
You know? What was it? Were they haggling? Please. And wait a minute. What happened to the guy? Did the kid drown?
Yeah, he drowned.
Anyway.
Because he couldn't raise enough money.
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Yeah,
and by the way.
I don't think it was a bunch of onlookers. It says an onlooker. So.
Refuse. Where are you working?
Where am I working?
Yeah.
Sunoco gas station.
Ooh, Sunoco. We don't have those out here.
No, that's the middle Atlantic.
You get one of those.
No, it's only on the East Coast.
That would be the middle of land.
I'd like to get myself a Mohawk gas station out here. We used to have those.
Yeah. Out here we had them?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember those at all.
There's a couple of Mohawk.
Well, maybe Northern California, right?
No, there's a Mohawk out off of the 405 in like Roscoe or something.
How about,
You know, I like Mohawk, and I want a gasseteria.
How about Turbo Herbst? Seen those?
I'd have to see it written. All right, Justin. Wait, are you working?
Gasseteria is just that thing in Jamaica Plains.
I want one. I'll go to any place. Like here's the thing. Well, the Arco's a $1.65 a gallon. The Gasseteria is $3.90. I'm going to the Gasseteria just to say that's where I bought my gas. Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
Now, are you working? You're calling from Buffalo?
Yeah.
You work in the register?
Yep.
Do you work in one of those bulletproof cages?
No.
Okay. It's like, how dare you?
Too.
Yeah.
It's a convenience store. Yeah. Why would they put a bulletproof cage in it? What he is, I wonder if he were walking to an L.A. convenience store, if he would just freak out.
Yeah, you work in essentially an aquarium.
That's right.
Which is great. Because
bulletproof aquarium.
You're in a bulletproof aquarium, and the customer stands out there where the bullets are flying.
Yes.
And by the way, they stopped putting the talking hole in the thing.
So you can't even talk to them, I know.
I find myself mashing my face into the change slot, which is, is there any dignity left in this goddamn city of ours, by the way? Your face is stuffed into the slots. Those are the men.
And think about it. Why are you putting your face down there? Why are you doing it?
You're trying to communicate.
But why do you insist on putting it down there?
It seems like the only opening in which sound waves can travel.
It's because no matter how, whatever the guy says to you, you can't hear it. So you assume it's because he's not putting his head down there. For all we know, he might not hear anything we say.
I always like the subtle move, too, where he drops the Snickers bar into the sliding tray.
What's the matter?
You're waiting for it, and it's like, no, listen, Pally. You dropped the 85 cents in there first. I know you have a $55,000 car there, but drop the 85 cents in it. I know you've been coming to the same place for 9 years, but drop because, you know, the day he slides that Snickers bar through there and
you're running, laughing like a maniac.
You're going to Mexico. You got to start a new life. So what I do is I use just a section of the Snickers bar. I give that to the coyotes who smuggle me into the border. Then I saw off another small piece. That's for the hacienda.
Sure, of course.
And then I live off the rest of it. Prostitutes and alcohol and drugs, just little pieces. Couple girls come by the house. I shave them off just a very, very, just wafer-thin piece of the Snickers bar I got for free from the jackass at the L.A. gas station. Oh, the indignity. My guy down at the 76 doesn't even talk anymore. He just stares at me with, gives me the stink eye. He just looks at me. He's evil. And what is going on? I'm going insane with the L.A. gas stations. Is there some sort of decree from the good folks at 76 and Chevron that we have to get horrible, steely-eyed foreigners just to shoot you the stink eye and come again, thanks a lot, and how you doing?
You couldn't hear it.
I didn't even say it. There's a lot of cages. Yeah. Oh, what are we doing? I got to write a letter. I grew up, you know, watching these 76 commercials with Murph, the kindly red-headed gent who was headed out. Can I check your oil? How about I wipe that windshield down?
And I like the way Justin, when you suggested that maybe he was sitting in a cage, he's like, no, you're mistaken. I'm in a convenience store. It's like,
God,
yeah, that's right.
I'm completely convinced that living in Los Angeles destroys and erodes your will to live. Like, how depressing.
Because you accept stuff, you accept horrible things.
What if I said, you're going to live in a magical land, and everywhere you go, no one's going to speak your language, everyone's just going to look at you like an a-hole, shoot you the stink eye, and almost everyone you deal with is just going to treat you like a criminal and untrusted. That's a good life?
You're a doctor, then.
Yeah. All right.
Adam, listen to how upset you just got. Listen to this.
What? I'm I know I did that. What?
He meant to do that, Anderson.
You don't understand anything about an actor, do you, Anderson? No?
Taking a break.
All right, taking a break. I'm getting sweaty. I'm getting fired up. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified, 7 of all. Dennis Rodman is coming in here. Who else? Ron Jeremy. Crystal Method. Those are your boys, Drew.
I know. I will recognize them this time. Yeah. I finally got them in my head.
They don't look like rockers. Those crystal method guys
look like truckers.
Yeah, or something that rhymes with truckers. Lisa Loeb and Ian Ziering are going to be in here for some Spider-Man DVD thing coming up next week. I have no idea what that is.
What that's referring to, even.
What the hell are Lisa Loeb and Ian Ziering or Ian Ziering doing together?
I don't know. We'll see.
You think we'll see? I bet they're here for 2 hours and we don't figure it out.
Nah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Yes, Drew?
Yeah.
Because we got to heal the babies. Mm-hmm. Cynthia?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yep.
You pierced your nose?
Yeah, I gauged it to a 2, which is the size of a pencil. Basically, my septum.
Right, yeah.
Like a bone through your nose?
No, right now it's just a plug.
The septum in here.
Yeah, through the septum is the...
That divides the nostrils. And it's the size of a pencil eraser.
Yeah.
Yeah, or a pencil. Yeah.
Who did it?
Well, I got it professionally done.
Uh-huh. Well, that's hot. You know, when I see a chick with a third nostril, man.
I would think that would erode further and completely dissolve the septum, eventually.
All right. Well, why? Who are you mad at?
No one?
Yeah. You don't hate your dad?
No.
A couple beats for that.
All right. But you know, that didn't sound like a ringing endorsement. Where is your dad?
Well, I have a stepdad.
Where is your biological dad?
Yep, I never knew him.
You never what?
Never knew him. All right. All right, so how's life going? Where are you working?
Well, I work at the Union at my university.
Oh, you're calling from Phoenix. So what school do you go to?
NAU.
All right.
Northern Arizona.
Northern Arizona University. All right. All right, so what do you want to do with your nose piercing?
What's the question?
Well, it kind of hurts. I've had it for over a month, and, like, the crusting stopped. But, like, it kind of hurts when it gets, like, grubbed or touched, like, on a tip.
I can't believe they did this to you. That is a cartilage that can begin to dissolve, can get infected. You could literally eat away your entire nose.
Yeah, that's what happened to Tom Arnold.
No, it's much worse.
That was the 7,000 pounds of coke he did in the 90s.
That's right, he gets a nasal septum. This is even worse. I mean, this could really get going. And people lose their nose to infections and stuff.
Really?
I mean, you look right into their head.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you see what they're thinking?
No.
Oh.
You see the little brain man up there, though, running
around. Yeah, see the light bulb go off when they get the idea?
Yeah.
Drew, is there a light bulb in there?
Of course.
All right.
Cynthia, I can't. You know, it's rejecting. It sounds like it's still inflamed. I think this is hugely risky.
Just take it out and let it heal up, would you?
If it will, it may not. I can't imagine that.
What do you think this is? What element
this look
are
good
you trying
somebody?
To attract?
Yeah.
We trying to get the indigenous people from Australia?
Yeah.
Well, Drew, what is there an echo in here? Yeah, are you looking for Aborigine guys, or who are you looking for, or just more effed up guys who hate their parents?
No, I want a good guy.
Okay.
This isn't the great way to do it.
Oh, God. Okay. So if I take it out, what will happen?
It'll close up and we'll all live happily ever after.
I actually think you ought to see an ear, nose, and throat doctor myself.
Ear, nose, and throat.
All right. This line's horrible. But look, let me explain something, folks, ladies. You guys... With your piercings and your nipple rings and your tats and all this nonsense, as far as a woman goes, as far as a guy being attracted to it, it's really like you taking a effed up old AMC Matador and sticking a bow on top of it. It doesn't make it any more desirable to us. Oh, we see an effed up car with a bow on it.
If it was a, you know, a Aston Martin with a bow on it, doesn't matter. The bow doesn't matter either.
No. If you got the Aston Martin and it had the bow on, you'd look at it, you'd pull it off, throw it away, climb in and drive.
Or you'd think, what's this?
Yeah, why is it unnecessary? Yeah. That's right. So here's what it's going to do. It's not going to make you any more attractive to any sane man.
If anything, it might make you less attractive, if anything.
It could only hurt.
Yes.
Now, there's a handful of effed up guys who really dig... A couple of nipple rings. But then that's the guy you got.
The effed up guy.
Yes. Women, if they could just focus on hitting the treadmill a little, maybe a boob job and a little kissing potion. Oh, yeah. I like that kissing potion.
What would they be kissing?
And some rouge. But don't worry about the piercings and the for that matter, the tats. There's hot chicks who have tats, and guys go, "Ooh, that's a hot chick." Yeah, she's hot, and she's got a tat on her, but she was plenty hot minus the tat. Maybe hotter. Yes?
That, again, says something.
All right. Drew, who are we talking to when we come back?
I was going to talk to the guy in five.
Damn. All right. That's bisexual. No guys are bisexual anymore, Dan.
Yeah, I think I'm bisexual. I like both sexes equally as well. I saw pornography when I was little, though, and a lot of other sexual things. And I was wondering if that could have a taint on my sexuality.
All right. Taint. It may taint on your sexuality. Hold on a second, yeah. Dan. All right, don't engage in intercourse with a male or a female.
Till we get back.
Till we get back to you, all right?
Okay.
Where's Marcus tonight?
All right. Drunken Marcus from last night. What a catch. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with bisexual Dan after this. There, buddy. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. And we left off. We were going to speak to bisexual Dan. Is bisexuality down in the United States?
It seems so bad, doesn't it?
It
now it's metrosexuality.
But it's not in vogue anymore.
Well, not the way it was. I think you're right.
Yeah, metrosexuality is straight guys...
looking gay.
Looking gay.
Yeah.
Using a lot of product.
Mm-hmm.
Worrying about, and here's the whole thing about straight guys, especially if you're married, you shouldn't care what you look like. That's the whole thing. Like, people go, you know, you should pluck your eyebrows, you should have your teeth whitened, you should dress more fashionably, you should stop scratching yourself and then smelling your fingers.
How dare they?
Yeah, and my thing is yeah, I know, I should do a lot of stuff.
But I'm married.
I should donate more time to charity. I should do a lamb. Who cares? I'm not going to do it. Don't care. Walk around in sweatpants with a boner. I'm fine. Dan?
Yeah, and also the last time I called was on Anderson's birthday.
Anderson's birthday?
Yeah, we battled in sound effects, and I lost.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he called me a jackass, I think, and took me off the air.
Well, it's hard to argue with Anderson.
He's bisexual.
What also, kind of sound effects do you have, Dan?
I work with digital animation and photography, and I don't have them right now because I'm off of my computer, and I can't use it right now. But
all right, what's your question?
Dan, let me just make a quick observation about Dan. Dan better just go gay, because I don't know if he's going to get any of the ladies. There's a serious nerd factor going on here. What kind of chicks is Dan getting?
Anime chicks.
Really? What's up with those guys? They remind me to talk about that Japanese
I only date black people, too. I'm dating a black woman right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you into anime?
No, I'm not. I hate Japanese animation.
Mm. Good. And what about only dating black people?
I like...
color are you? What Asian, color are you?
Also Asian people, too. I'm white.
All right. All right, so fine. Okay, so that's your thing, and you're bi.
Yeah, and the thing is that my parents, my father's dead. My mom himself. And my family don't even know that I'm dating. They don't even know that I'm bisexual, and they are right-wing Christians.
Mm. Well, 18, I suspect they think you're dating.
You know what you should do? You should just, one day, you should just do it on a Sunday, like after church. You just bring them home. Mom, I'd like to introduce you to my two sexual partners. That's Lucius, and that's Nachilla. What's up? Two of the blackest representations from either sex. Is this the reason he's doing this?
What's your question exactly?
Was it shaped by me looking at pornography when I was little?
How old were you when you were looking at the pornography?
About 6 and 5.
And you said you saw some other sexual stuff too?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but I think I remember watching porn where people went to the bathroom on each other.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This was your dad's stuff?
Yeah.
What did he die from?
He committed suicide.
Is he an addict? Alcoholic?
Did I say committed suicide?
Yeah.
This is when he found out you were bi?
No, he died from cocaine and morphine together.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ooh.
That all fits together now.
Also choked on some dookie.
Yeah. Seeing the...
It's funny making fun of the deceased. Yeah, Dan of the ladies love Dan. Yeah, black ladies love a guy who's smooth.
Like Dan.
Like Dan. Yeah. Hello, Dan. I'm Lucius.
Dan, there's, you know, having the addict dad that died a suicidal death is traumatic enough, and that will certainly affect your choice in relationship and sexuality. And then, seeing pornography can have an impact on young people. More often than not, it makes them kind of sexually compulsive, at least the males. And I don't know that it necessarily figures into sexual orientation.
All right, Dan. Well, look, let's do a little mop-up work with you. You are you working?
Yes, I'm working.
All right, and it sounds like you're in a lucrative field. You're going to do okay.
He likes computers, and he's got a girlfriend.
Stick with all that. Stick with your girlfriend.
Or stick with somebody.
Yeah, and look, if you want to get a little therapy because your dad OD'd or killed himself, so by all means, feel free. Feel free to take some of that money you're making and do it.
Yeah, to me, not only did Dan give me the feel of the child of an alcoholic, but just that leaving heavy-duty porn around is sort of an addict move.
By the way, back to that Japanese animation. Am I the only guy who's freaked out by this stuff? Like, I flip around the TV on a Saturday morning. I see that weird Pokemon stuff.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Everyone's got those crazy eyes the size of Volkswagens.
Yeah, my one son is into it. For a while.
You got to take him and have him evaluated. Because I'm 39. I see that stuff. I freak out.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. It's I don't know what to call it other than, you know, it's sort of aesthetically irritating. It looks bad. The people move in sort of awkward, herky-jerky movements. Yeah. There's nothing.
Mouse don't move.
There's just zero appealing about it.
I'm with you.
Well, what is it? Who's into that crap? And how can we get it to stop? It haunts my dreams.
Yeah.
It really is. I'll watch it sometimes in this, and I'll go like, bleh! I have to take a shower. I don't know why I have a visceral reaction to it.
I don't have that strong reaction, but I have a sense of what you're talking about. Yeah, it's just, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's unpleasant, yeah.
Right. Then you need to switch over and you see SpongeBob and you go like, that's nice. And then you switch it back and it's a Pokemon and it's like, ugh. It's sort of aggressive.
Angular aggressive.
What are they doing? We gotta take the pencils out of those Japs' hands. They're going nuts over there. Let's send them our SpongeBob and tell them to relax. They're going crazy, Drew. I can't stand that stuff. The Pokemon. Who got this Pokemon thing going? Is it over?
It's over.
Thank Christ. Although I did like Speed Racer.
Same thing. Kimba, I beg your pardon.
Simba. Kimba the White Lion.
Yeah.
Speed Racer, though, didn't have those crazy saucer eyes. Who's the one? Not Pokemon. Who's the other one you mentioned?
Yu-Gi-Oh.
That stuff's creepy.
Yeah.
Is that how they look at us? Like hubcap-sized eyes?
No.
It's like, look, we do have round eyes, but if you really just... Drew, just look at me. Let me look at your eye.
Yeah.
It looks like a vagina.
Not a...
Come here.
Yeah.
No, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Their eyes are marginally more of a slit form than ours are.
Right.
But overall, if you draw someone's eye, it's not like a Frisbee stuck to your head.
It reminds me of those pictures of...
And what if we did that with them?
We do.
Oh, we do? Okay. That is funny. You're right. We drew them with the straw hats and just slit eyes. Yeah. All right. It's true. And we played that...
Not slit eyes, just lines.
Oh, just the lines. Yeah, just the lines. Chris?
Hello?
I think Chris is sort of cut off. Hello? Chris?
Yeah.
You're 20. What's up?
I'm not particularly sure if I was molested as a child.
All right. What happened?
Well, when I had a member of my family who, when I was younger, he was a child too. He's only 3 years older than me. And when I say from, say, 6 to 9, and we would play, and it would always end up with, like, us in our underwear, like, under the covers, like, hiding from everybody else, and he would be touching me and, like, kind of, you know, caressing me and kissing me on stuff like that. You know, and it kind of freaked me out for a while, and, you know, every
time. Hold on a second. Did it freak you out when it was going on?
Not really. It more or less freaked me out because I ended up moving a short time after, like, after it stopped, and I ended up moving to the next city, and as I, like, every time somebody would bring up the topic of, like, say, abuse and stuff like that, it would, like, what happened would come back to me and how messed up that was.
Well,
you know, it wasn't right, and it was sort of a boundary violation, and it can be distressing to you, but it doesn't have to be experienced as overt abuse.
Yeah. We've phone's coming in and out tonight.
Yeah, I noticed
more
that.
More out than in.
Yeah.
And so we'll finish talking to Chris. I'll put him on hold because his phone's driving me nuts. A lot of people had a lot of things that we would consider borderline or maybe a little more than borderline happen. It's a matter of degree.
And how you experience it.
And how you experience it and what kind of cloth you're cut out of. Some people have horrible things happen to them and don't seem all that affected by it. And some people have marginal things happen to them and seem very affected by it. Maybe this sounds like denial, but my plan would be not to look at myself as damaged goods and not to look at myself as a victim. On the other hand, you want to be realistic.
And if you have trouble in relationships or your sexual identity is affected, I might want to look into it a bit.
Yeah, reading a book or doing a little therapy or something never hurts anyway.
I mean, think about if we're an 8-year-old girl and a 9-year-old boy, and he was kissing her all over the place, and we'd be like, oh, whoa, hey, he's attacked you. You must have felt powerless. Well, maybe not.
Yeah.
And the boy may feel that way, too. He just sort of gets swept into it and, you know, sort of a kid that gets manipulated by another kid and is into something that may not be want to be in, but feels out of control, and that can be disturbing.
All right, Drew, hypothetical. Who would you rather drive across country with?
Yeah.
A guy who wears the tiger-striped muscle pull-up pants.
Yeah.
Or a guy who's really into the Japanese anime.
The muscle guy.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Because the anime guy, he's a nerd that's liable to put a shiv in you somewhere around Indiana.
Do you really spend a lot of your day thinking about hypothetical S like this?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
No, this one I just came up with. But yes, I do spend a good part of my day. And speaking of talking about stuff, we never did finish. Drew, you're the worst radio host in America.
Finish what?
You said we're going to talk about diet and about putting chips and all that. We never revisited it. You had some ideas. I was saying today, because here's the thing. You know, first off, they've announced that teens from the United States or adolescents from the United States are like the fattest in the world. And they just keep getting fatter.
Yeah.
And I understand it because obviously they're just eating the same crap. There doesn't seem much movement going on with them these days. Here's the thing. Let me try to figure this out. There's a group of kids that are very into sports. A certain percentage of society, of children's society, that will always be into it.
Yeah, sports.
And then there's everybody else that could be drawn into it. And then there's a small percentage that'll never be into it. And then there's everyone else.
We'll get them in with the president's council.
Oh, sure.
We'll see how many pull-ups and sit-ups they can do. That.
Sure.
That'll get
nonsense.
Them.
Listen, then there's the other 60% of everyone that could be sucked in if it was good enough. But if they got an Xbox and a bag of Cheetos and no one's putting any pressure on them, they're staying home and they'll get their... Here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's a certain amount of competition, aggression... Speaking mainly for boys here, but women too. Mm-hmm. And basically almost conflict the kids need.
Mm-hmm.
Kids need outlets. Boys need to get blow off that steam,
Even, again, male chimpanzees do that in systems.
Right. Now, if you have a video game in which they can achieve all of this and never leave the house, it'll be satiated.
That's an interesting theory. I don't know if that's true, but let's go.
Oh, it
is. Let's go with it. Okay.
No, because you have
theoretically, it's a hormone. It's a different neurological condition when your muscles are moving and things, as opposed to a virtual experience. But okay, let's keep going.
But kids will still have the "I beat you,
yeah,
look who's number one." I mean, the most calories they burn is celebrating their mock wrestling victory that took place in their Xbox or whatever, football, whatever. There's even golf video games to me, which like, really isn't how much more you got to slow that sport down? Virtual golf? Okay. So this is all being satiated to a certain degree, and that they're, oh yeah, I'm a competitive guy. I'm in my underpants, fat as a pig. I never leave the living room, but I do nothing but compete against my last score,
online.
Compete against online. Yeah. Get all out of my system. Never have to leave the house.
All right,
I think that's one of the problems.
There's many factors coming in. There's no doubt about it. Another piece is the portion size we eat. And when Europeans come and see the portions at the Waffle Houses, they're flipped out.
There's not a European alive that goes to Waffle House.
The point is that they. I remember when I was in Holland, when I was traveling around in medical school, I said, "Hey, can I have a ham and cheese omelet?" They're like, "Ham and cheese in the same?"
I know.
Eggs? Like, what?
You see the Pizza Hut commercials. It's like this pizza has bacon, Canadian bacon, ham,
and we're putting cheese in the crust. There's not enough calories and fat here.
We're actually injecting the Canadian bacon with cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, they go, "This is the monster pizza.
Yeah.
It has a whole onion, cabbage, a turnip, a pig is on this, a cow.
Yeah.
It's got hamburger meat sprinkled on it."
Hold
I mean, it's like
on.
They show the thing. It's like 70 pounds, and then in the crust is filled with liquid margarine. You know, it's like, really?
Yeah.
Like, this should a pizza weigh more than the car that's delivering it?
And those things stimulate further hormonal sort of changes in our brain and then between our brain and our stomach that stimulate more appetite and need for more food.
Yeah.
And then once we achieve that weight, our body tends to try to stay there.
Right.
And then if you add in a genetic burden, then it's almost impossible to come back down. Now if you're sedentary, and now here's the crown of glory is you have an effed up family system, you're miserable, and you're looking for any relief and satisfaction.
No.
Well, food gives it to
you. Look, here's the other thing. Don't care about getting laid. See, when you're 9, you don't care if you're fat. Like
yeah, but 9-year-olds really don't get it's the 13 to 15-year-old.
But first off, there's plenty of fatty 9 and 10-year-olds these days.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. Here's what keeps most adults in line. No one's gonna F me. I'm not gonna be effable.
But the moment you are,
except for by black guys, I will not have. Well, they like big women. It's documented. True.
Cannot lie.
Here's the thing. What keeps you in line is how you appear to the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you're in high school and you got a boner all day and you're horny and you're looking at yourself in the mirror with your shirt off and you're going, "Oh, Christ, I'll never get laid." This is a serious incentive to go hit the weights or go jog around the track. When you're 9 and 10 years old, it's like, "Hey, F it. I got my Xbox. I got my fruit roll up. I got my Carl's Jr.
And
I don't give a rat's
ass. I have nothing else. I don't have family. I'm not alone.
Even if I
I'm
do,
unhappy.
Even if I do, I don't care.
I may have been traumatized.
I hope
I can't
no
regulate.
One wants to screw me. I don't care about screwing anybody else.
But
and
you know
who
what I mean?
Cares what I look like?
We talk to trauma survivors all night long here. The only source of sort of gratification they can find sometimes is food.
Right.
Is of a sort of.
Yeah, but.
Where they calm
but
themselves
Drew,
down
obviously, this problem is bigger than just trauma survivors. Or
but that's, as we know, but we know that may affect money 23% of the population. It's a growing population.
All right. It definitely factors in. I'm just saying somebody needs to pull these fatties aside at 10, 11, 12 and go, "Look, trust me, you're going to want to get laid one day." And. Here's the thing: you get fat at 9 and 10. Again, you don't have the "I got to get laid" angle worked anywhere. By the time you're 16, 17, and ready to get laid or want to get laid, you've been used to looking at yourself fat for 5, 8 years, and you don't care. There is a certain point when you just become a fat guy, and that's just you.
Mm.
The hard part's over.
But as you know, that's usually somebody keeping people away with that too.
Yeah, but not for guys. A lot of times, guys are just like, "Hey, I'm the fat guy." Once you show up at your school, "Hey, everybody, I'm the fat guy. I'll be the official fat guy. I'll be playing the role of the fat guy." I'm like Norm from Cheers.
Guarantees
I'm the fat guy.
Career in comedy?
No, there's no, yeah, and there's no, right, there's no, the pressure's taken off. Hmm. All right, Drew. Look at Drew up on his feet. He's banging the chair around. He's very excited. So what are the breakthroughs? What's going to, how are we going to skinny people?
I think some of the breakthroughs are about what the hormones are that the stomach puts out that the brain receives that lets the stomach know it's full.
Uh-huh.
And there's something called ghrelin, there's something called leptin, and these things are being sort of manufactured now. And there are people that have abnormalities in the function of those hormonal systems, and they never feel full. And guess what? They weigh 400 pounds.
Yeah.
They can't stop eating. They actually have to go into homes where they structure the environment for them to keep them from eating because they eat themselves to death.
We can put a hoppity horse on Mars, but we can't regulate people's eating.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Let's take a little break, Andrew. Right. Are there any more of those almonds left?
No, I ate them all
last night. You ate all my goddamn almonds? But someone sent me those almonds.
I was the messenger. Remember that?
Those were mine.
Those were us. Those were us. Yours are the peanuts that are in there. Those are yours.
Oh.
That's yours.
All right. Well, we'll get into that. All right. After this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. True. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew broke some wind in here.
We haven't christened the studio yet. You've not done your work in here. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you why, because I haven't had a big night.
Yeah.
Now, look, there's no doubt that I could fart now and again. And
in fact, you haven't had any gas in this since we entered in here.
Let me tell you why. Because it's not like I couldn't have squeezed out a fart like on Wednesday and maybe one again a week later.
Yeah,
I don't want to start off that way.
You want to present on a
banner night.
Yeah,
and I haven't had one of those in a while.
In a long time.
Well, don't jinx it.
Yeah,
I'm saying, wait, you got to build me up.
Yeah,
if you break me. It could be years. Mm. And Drew, as Drew will attest to, remember when I sent you out in the hallway, I got you an extra 20 foot of mic cord, and you just went out and did the show from the hallway?
And really was traumatized by that.
It's to this day, right?
It was bad, yeah. It's awful. When you have a good night, it's impressive.
Yeah. So
Chris, you'll be ready for this.
Yeah. Chris, it's going to be good. But again, I'm not going to – I want to come out with a bang. Not a whimper.
Well, this is a much bigger room than we used to be in. You'd have to really fill it.
Yeah, there's a lot of volume in here. But the thing that's nice about studios is they're just covered with acoustic cloth.
That absorb that stench.
Yeah, and then all you got to do is like pick up a coffee mug and throw it against the wall and pow, it's like somebody farted. You could break it free. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Brian, who's 23. Brian?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes.
You have a 30-year-old girlfriend with two kids?
Wife. Married.
Oh, okay.
All right, what's up?
Well, having a little bit of trouble. We're separated right now.
What's the problem?
I think it's more me. It's just more things going on in my head, confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if I want to be with her. Don't know if I do.
Well, whose two kids are they?
Theirs.
From another
and
guy?
Her ex-husband.
Ex-husband.
All right. Yes. But you were married to this woman. The kids must be attached to you as well.
Yes.
Huh. Now, what about the kids? Don't you miss the kids?
Yes.
Aren't you worried about them?
Yes.
I'm going to take a guess at what you do for a living, Brian.
Okay.
Audience warm-up. Huh?
Close.
What is it?
No, I don't know. Actually, I'm an independent travel agent.
Travel.
Online travel.
Really?
Oh. Yes. I like the sound effects.
Yeah. I just have this kind of personality that could not be going to waste sitting behind a computer. This guy needs to be in front of an audience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, I like to interact with people, definitely.
All right, well, that's good. Look at him. He's warming up. Okay, so you like to interact with everybody but your wife, and you've moved out. You've separated?
Right.
What's your question?
Well, let's see. 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with bipolar manic depression.
All right.
I I've had a lot of problems with them with medication that I took in the past. They stuck me on lithium and Paxil.
And what's your question?
Well, I'm scared to go back and speak to anybody. I feel like I have a lot of problems in the past with family. Just a lot of things have gone on in my head. I'm really confused. And
you're scared to go. You're scared to go back and what? You said I'm scared to go back.
I'm scared to go back and maybe talk to a counselor.
Why?
Don't know. Just a fear that's in my head.
Are you on medication now?
No.
All right. Okay. Well, bipolar, that's a chronic condition. If you're not on medication, you will get out of control. And then naturally enough, you'll become irritable and aggressive and possibly violent. And, yeah, your wife won't want you around.
Yeah. And but, Brian, is your wife sane?
Yes, she's sane.
She is. Okay.
That's why she won't have him around.
Go back to your counselor. Get on your medication and reclaim your life.
Well, Dr. Drew, it's not that she doesn't want me around. It's that I'm the one that left.
I know, but you're off your medication.
Why'd you leave?
I just wanted to get away.
All right. Okay. Well, look, and by the way, you don't get married. This is what 23-year-old guys are impulsive.
Yeah.
True. You remember that feeling? Skin starts crawling.
Oh.
Just sit next to somebody and you just think, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Got to get out of here. And they were sitting next to me thinking, I got to get out of here. So we both left simultaneously.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's a weird thing. I mean, it's, I don't know, hormonal. I don't know what it is. But at 23, you're just not ready to lay down stakes and pitch a tent. You want to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. And this is why you shouldn't get married and you get kids involved and it gets complicated. But he's got to get on the...
Get your medication. Right. The fact that you're fearful of talking to somebody suggests how powerful these feelings are. So come on.
Gretchen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gretchen, that's a hot name, but that can go a couple ways. You know, Gretchen can be super hot or could be like kind of lesbo on the volleyball team.
Okay.
Right. Okay, what's up?
Which one are you?
Maybe a cross between.
Uh-oh. That's bad.
I don't know. I'm not one to say that I'm super hot.
Yeah. I don't like saying it about myself either, but sometimes I just break down and admit that I'm hot.
You blurt it out.
I'm hot. Right. Hey, what am I going to do? So sue me. I'm hot. All right, so go ahead, Gretchen.
Okay, this sounds really stupid. Cheesy almost, but I have... a problem, I think, with sex. Like, I'm addicted to it.
Right.
Every time I get in a relationship with a guy that I really like, I think, you know, this one I should wait for. Because I think that guys will just better girls
that will say that again?
Guys will lose respect for girls that will have sex right away with them. And I don't know if that's just a misconception.
That's a misconception, yeah.
Well, no, it's a partial misconception.
The reality is the guy that's only there to have sex with you, if you give him sex, will leave sooner.
Well, he will use that as an excuse or stepping stone to leave. A guy who's interested in a relationship,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, although it's not black and white. There are shades of gray here. It factors in.
You're right.
And in general, it's not a bad plan to give it a couple dates before panties come off.
Yeah.
But it's not a deal breaker if it's with a guy who's not interested in breaking the deal.
Okay. But is there a problem if I want to wait and I just can't?
Well, what let's examine why you can't. What's the problem?
I don't know. It just happens every time.
That is not sexual addiction. That is problems with boundaries, difficulty being assertive, letting your wishes and your motivations being prioritized in the relationship.
Is there booze involved?
No. No, this is completely at my own will.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. Do you drink a few wine coolers and then find your judgment is impaired?
I don't drink wine coolers.
Oh, really? Well,
no.
We got nothing more to talk about.
Very concrete, that Gretchen.
She does not drink wine. Let me tell you something about wine coolers. They're yummy. I'd drink them if it wasn't just like drinking a bunch of corn syrup. And, you know, Drew, you always say that, you know, alcohol just gets...
converted to sugar.
Converted to fructose or whatever.
Sugar.
But sugar, what do you say it gets converted to? Something other than sugar. Well, anyway, here's my point. What about something that already is sugar, like one of those wine coolers?
That's not sugar. That's concentrated sugar.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, that's more.
I mean, you're still better off drinking red wine than your margaritas, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sugar on sugar.
Yeah, sugar on sugar. Yeah, red wine's good. It keeps the blood flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps some arteries moving.
Shrinks your brain, but that's right.
Shrinks your brain.
Yeah. That's a good study came out about that a couple weeks ago.
Shrinking the brain?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about my brain. Too big.
So good. You need to be smaller. You found a treatment for that.
Yeah. I like my brain. It's like the waistline on a NFL lineman. It needs to come down a few inches.
Okay.
I got too much brains already. It's destroying my life. Sitting around thinking about stuff all the time.
Hypotheticals. Who would you rather drive across country with?
Ponytail guy or
nipple
fanny
guy.
Pack guy or nipple guy or guy dude bro guy. Some guy got shot, by the way. I was just reading about this in the newspaper today. Guy got shot in the brain, speaking of small brains. About once a year, a construction worker gets shot with that 16-penny nail out of the nail gun in the brain. Never seems to do any damage.
Yeah.
Which I take as sort of an insult as an ex-carpenter. That guy can take 3.5 inches worth of steel piercing a skull and never seems to do anything. And, you know, the doctors always do that thing where they go, had it been, what is it with you guys? You get some whole, a whole semester on the hypotheticals.
What if?
If that bullet had been just a couple millimeters to the left.
You know what that is? That's the press coming in going, what if? What if? It's like, all right. Well, Gretchen hung up on us.
Screw Gretchen.
We're going to go back to Gretchen. We're going to finish talking to her.
I don't need any Gretchens in my life. I'm just saying, how can a 3.5-inch nail go in your head and then the doctor say if it'd been a quarter inch this way or that way, there could have been some real damage?
Well, because
how much brain do you need?
It's not about the brain. It's about the arteries. If you clip an artery, game over.
Yeah? Head just explodes?
Yeah. So that's what the what if.
All right. How many parts of your brain do you have?
Many.
Many? What part could you lose?
Depends what function you're not interested in having, whether it's motor or sensory or vision or thought or emotion.
I don't want memory.
Yeah, your hippocampus.
Hippocampus?
Yeah.
Take that out with the 16-penny. So
every moment.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all new. It's like every time I show up, hey, who are you? Dr. Drew, I've seen you on TV. Hey, buddy, what are you doing here?
Isn't Drew Barrymore in a movie? I think it's a good premise for a movie.
And my life would be great.
Like, Adam Sandler's in it. We'll put Adam Sandler in it.
Oh, we'd be doing a radio show. I'd be excited. Right. What are we doing? Doing a radio. Cool. What am I doing? What am I doing? Running the board? No, you're hosting.
You're talking.
Wow. It'd be good. Every night, excited. I probably wouldn't remember how to get here, but I'd be excited to see you, Drew, instead of repulsed. Katrina?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
You can't have an orgasm even though you've had you've been having sex for 2 years?
Yeah.
Lots of sex?
Kind of.
Same guy?
A few different guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, at 16...
Most 16-year-olds do not have orgasms.
And by the way, you've been having sex since you were 14?
Oh, boy. Yeah, boy.
Yeah. That's probably something you should slow down on a little bit, especially if it's not working for you.
Think of the motivation, the differences in the motivational priorities of the male and the female. If the male were not having an orgasm, would he be interested in sex at all?
No.
Think about it.
I would still try to beat off just to...
I understand he would try.
I would spill something on my leg just to pretend like something happened.
I understand he'd try and want to, but if you didn't know that... If you never had an orgasm you were not interested in having an orgasm, would you have sex?
No.
Yeah.
Well,
now you're describing a 7-year-old female.
Further. Why are you even talking to women?
That's what I'm saying. And yet women still go and have sex with multiple different guys.
Heidi Klum would like come by and go like, hey, how about an erotic massage? And you'd be like, ooh, cooties. Get lost, baby. I'm going to watch this Japanese anime and see this Pokemon. Yeah, you're blocking the set, baby. Get lost. Yeah, you'd be disgusted by women. And there'd be zero interaction, by the way. Yeah, you might want some advice on, planting bulbs or something. But other just some feminine advice, like, hey, could you stitch up this sleeve or a cuff of my pants? You'd have no interaction. Yes, sir? Thank you. Katrina?
So what's the question? Katrina?
Phone's been going weird tonight.
No, she's there. We lost her, that's all.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
I mean, she's... No, she's gone.
She's gone?
Yeah. It's not the phone. She's gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
You've repulsed everybody tonight. I mean,
what are you going to do?
Fleeing.
Here's the thing, everybody. And by the way, what percentage of 16-year-old girls have an orgasm through intercourse, Drew?
Through intercourse?
Yes.
10%?
Okay.
Is that about right?
I'd say, yeah.
10-20?
I'd go down. I'd go like in the 8 to 13 margin.
Yeah, maybe.
Huh. Maybe we're not giving them their due. Okay, what percentage of 16-year-old girls have orgasms via oral sex?
Add in another 20. So 30% overall. Probably able to have
30% overall. What percentage, how much do you think that percentage would go up if they had crafty guys who knew what they were doing instead of, like, jerk-off guys with bad teenage mustaches?
I don't think it would go up that much. We'll never know.
I'd like to find out.
Yeah.
I got to believe.
Maybe it's like 20% overall, it'd go up to 30%.
I'll work my way right through high school and really do some damage. Take what I call the hard luck cases, the hard sales. You know, the women who haven't had orgasms.
Really bring them around.
Oh, yeah. I can do things now that I possess powers I didn't possess in high school, unfortunately. Really,
superpowers or
superpowers,
human powers.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, you could probably add another 10 to 15% on if you found a guy who really knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Instead of throwing them darts at the ass, they started having anal sex with girlfriend. Yeah, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah. To Sean.
Hey guys.
You're 19. What's happening?
What's happening is, yeah, I just started having anal sex with my girlfriend, and I was wondering, like, after I'm doing it, like, and she's giving me head, right, can she get sick by, like...
No, I could vomit if I could picture your penis exiting her anus and entering her mouth.
Yeah. It's kind of dirty, but, Can she get sick? Is there like anything I could get on there that would get in her mouth?
Bogus.
Her sick?
Yeah.
Good. Nice delivery, but bogus. Yeah.
Bogus.
Hmm? Yeah.
This is bogus. You're making this up. We don't believe you.
No.
Sorry. Yeah. No, we don't buy it.
Why?
It's not a question.
It's not a question. Listen, what jackass wouldn't go have the dignity to go rinse his dork out in the toilet like I do? I mean, of course, you just go wash yourself off. And, yeah, what do you think? Of course you could get something.
I had no idea. I've seen it.
You had no idea? You don't think fecal matter can make people sick?
Yeah, that's what my question was.
Oral fecal route.
That's...
And lots of different infections can be delivered that way.
Yeah. Right.
Also, there are various bacteria that live down there that can infect in various ways.
Yeah, no, I believe Sean.
No, I still don't. I think it was just really good delivery.
Really?
Yeah.
Man. Sean, isn't that a tough sell, by the way? Good news and bad news. The good news is I want to nail you in the keister. Really?
That's good news. What's the bad news?
You're going to finish me off with some oral.
No.
And I'm not going to change positions. I'm not going to move.
I'm not moving. Yeah, and if I pull out and a piece of Duke falls off, I'm putting it back on.
See?
All right, jack off. All right, please. Listen, the oral fecal route is a very, it's a much traveled.
Throughout human history, a much traveled route.
But very dangerous route. Just all the good illnesses. With the pitfalls and dangers. You know, quicksand, vultures on every tree. I would like them to build finally finish that bullet train they were going to work through the oral fecal route. We get there a little bit faster. And Drew, where is my bullet train to Vegas?
Ain't going
to
happen.
Where is it?
I know.
Where is our bullet train?
I just think we could hook up the new metro rail to that.
Yeah. The United States is great. Like, United States is like, hey, It's 1963. Japan has shown the world its first bullet train. Well, sir, hey, that's nice. Now it's 1975. Europe, all of Europe, a bullet train. And they're like, hey, that's great, fellas. What should we wait? What should we wait? 150 years before the first? The goddamn train was invented here.
Where's my supersonic transport in air, too? Right? When we were kids, supersonic transport.
Some jack-off decided that what people really wanted was not shorter flying times, but cheaper flying prices. And so somebody decided, because of the fuel cost and all that, that instead of making faster planes, they would just make bigger planes.
If you really remember, the other reason was noise pollution.
Noise pollution. And now all I got is $89 flights to New York, so I can sit next to some jack-off with cut-off sweats and a fanny pack
and
wearing Zoris and a wife beater who wants to know if I'm going to eat my Fiesta mix. I want them to raise the price. Thin out the herd just a little bit. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Where are we, Drew?
I'm looking around here. Hold on. Take this one.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Crystal, who's 24. Crystal?
Hi.
What's up?
I had a question for you guys.
Yeah.
I have been in a relationship for 5 years. Mm-hmm. I have a 4-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had sexual relations with other women.
Mm-hmm.
And
during this marriage?
We split up and actually slept with another woman together.
During the split up?
Yes, we did.
During the split up, you came together to screw another woman.
Well, yeah. Did you do it separately, or did you simultaneously?
Simultaneously.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Well, that's why don't you take that kid and put him in one of those beach water balloon launchers and just point him toward the nicest neighborhood.
The surgical tubing with the funnel on the end of it?
Yeah. And just give the kid a chance. Hook the thing up to a tree and just
or
launch
she's,
it that
she's
way.
From Alaska. I'm sure there's some moose family that she could hook it up with.
Be like a feral child.
Yeah.
I'd rather give her to the wolves. They'll take better care of her.
Yeah, okay. They will.
Whatever.
Here's the thing. Most of the time, the wolves will eat you, but once in a while, they'll raise you like they're...
Either way, you're better off.
All right. So what's the question?
I actually had sexual relations with other women before I ever got with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a lot of ups and downs in our relationship, and I think about being with other women a lot, and mm-hmm. I don't know. My question is, do I want to be with other women because I'm unhappy in our relationship, or if I get with somebody else, am I still going to want to be with other women?
Yes.
I think generally yes, but it sort of doesn't matter at this point. You've relinquished your right to screw around. You have a child, get a relationship, get stable, that's it. Make your choice and stick with it. That's it. If you're with girls, you're going to all of a sudden want to be with guys, too.
Right.
You can't do that.
What happened to you? You get molested?
Yeah.
All right.
No kidding. For a while, huh?
No, it was when I was a lot younger, and it was actually several different occasions from different people.
Oh,
only
boy.
Like one time from each one, so.
Over what period of time did that all go on?
26 years.
I was around 4.
Until when?
Just around 4 and 5.
Monday.
So 2 years of this.
Okay.
And then when were you raped in adolescence?
I wasn't.
No rape. Quaint.
Really? It normally happens.
Did you get a boyfriend when you were like 12 or 13?
No, my first boyfriend was when I was 15.
Huh. All right.
Okay.
Well, Crystal, here's what you're going to need to do. I'm going to give you some priorities.
Okay.
You're holding
no
up okay for someone who's been through what you've been through, but you're going to have to do a little bit of work.
No more kids.
Yeah, no more kids.
Right.
All right. Now your job is to try not to F up your 4-year-old like you got effed up when you were 4.
Not to let that trauma be transmitted.
And not to let the kind of people that were around you get around her, which you're going to magically be attracted to.
Right.
I understand that.
Be very careful about who you're attracted to. Okay, so... you being with a man or being with a woman or sort of being bisexual is just an excuse to never really commit and bounce around.
And to create chaos.
And look, if you were 24 and calling from Florida and saying, I got no kids, I got no baggage, I just graduated college, I'm looking to throw my heels up behind my ears and have a good time.
Whatever.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
But you have a kid now. And you
also have a trauma history, and a lot of this is sort of recreating
right.
that trauma.
So, I would say you got to get some therapy. You got to quit acting out. You got to do it on behalf of the kid. And if you're going to be with this guy, fine, but that's who you're going to be with. And you're going to have impulses, and you need to not act on them.
That's all. Act as if.
Yeah, look, the whole thing about being a parent, hypothetically, although my parents didn't do a lot of it, which is you got to do stuff you don't want to do. The kid's supposed to be in the child seat, supposed to be buckled up in the back. It's a hell of a lot easier just to throw him into the passenger seat because you're just going to the corner. You got to stop and do it.
Right.
You're right, Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah. All this stuff. You want to have a few cocktails and go down on the chick you work with? You want to. You can't.
You don't.
You can't. Now you're your mama. All right. Let's talk to Kayla.
Quickly.
Who's 14. Kayla.
Yeah?
You got on... antibiotics for your acne?
Yeah.
Which one? Minocycline?
Minocycline,
yeah.
Yeah.
And you're worried about the birth control pill?
Yeah.
Did you talk to the dermatologist about that?
Well, I got the birth control from Planned Parenthood, and then my doctor gave me the antibiotic.
Okay, you got to talk to your doctor, because the tetracyclines, which is what minocycline is, can screw up the birth control pill. So you need to discuss that with him or her.
Okay. All right. And Amber's been on hold for 90 minutes. Amber!
Hey, what's up?
Hey, who loves you, baby? We got to go to commercial.
Oh, man.
Boyfriend lives in another city, wants her to have phone sex. Look.
He doesn't live in another city. He lives here in Fresno, too.
All right.
And he wants to have phone sex and regular, real sex.
Okay. Here's the whole dealio. If you don't feel comfortable doing it, then don't do it.
You are in control. And you could say, okay, we'll have some phone sex, but no more regular sex. What do you think?
Yeah.
He'll quickly change his tone.
Yeah. I don't know if they're having regular sex. Are they having regular? Let me just real fast.
15, that's right.
Amber, are you having regular sex?
Yeah, I'm already sexually active.
All right.
When did I pick that up?
You on birth control?
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. Now, look, whatever you want to do, do it.
If you don't, don't.
Actually, whatever you want to do, don't do it.
There you go.
Whatever he wants you to do, don't do it. And we'll be back. That's the show, everybody. I want to thank
everybody
and myself for coming in tonight.
Yeah.
So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.